Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
Another thing that didn't make sense, and I'm just throwing this out there because I don't want to send an email and feed into the fake angry listener email psychosis that Mike has. The 911 operator story was very misleading. As it was told on the show, the lady cussed at him and he said, "You're on your own," and hung up on her, and the guy died. In reality, the guy died in the hospital where he was taken by an ambulance that the operator had already dispatched to the cussing lady. The only thing he was guilty of was not talking to the lady until he confirmed that the ambulance arrived. It is also unclear at this point whether he hung up or just muted his phone and listened. Thank you.
I don't care enough to research stories from Catching Up. Thank you.
It happened back in June and July, so I already knew the story.
Also, I listen for entertainment and not enlightenment.
Misrepresenting news stories through ignorance or for sensational reasons is a pet peeve of mine. It was also the main reason I could not listen to This Week in Gay. It isn't a Catching Up thing. I bitch just as vehemently about tech podcasts when they get things wrong.
At this point, Adam Burns changed the name of the group message conversation to Fact Checked by Daniel, with the first letter of each word capitalized. Daniel Brewer immediately changed the group message name to Fact Checked by Daniel, but only had the first letter of Fact and Daniel capitalized. Titles have all caps. It's a room title. By is debatable, but checked would definitely be capped.
Technically, the word is fact check with a hyphen with the past tense of fact checked, so I should have changed it to Fact Checked by Daniel. Fact check hyphenated.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by obscure YouTube stars. If you're a twink and you don't really know what to do, maybe you should buy a camera and become an obscure YouTube star. Check them out at obscureyoutubestars.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a youthful discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the YouTube star free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going? How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Yes. Hi, Adam. It's lovely to see you this evening.
Lovely to see you as well. I'm sorry. I have someone messaging me on Facebook. It is very distracting.
Then ignore them. Who's messaging you? Either read their messages to us.
He's a ghost from my past.
A ghost from your past.
I feel like Big Fatty, except you can't hear the noises because, I brrr, brrr, brrr.
Oh, the grinder?
You know, yeah, there. He's just someone from my past.
Yeah, what's he saying? What's he saying? Let's hear.
Oh, nothing. No, he was just telling me about
Adam.
He didn't.
I've realized now that I miss you. I need you back in my life. What are you doing? What you wearing? That? Yeah.
No. He just wanted to know how my life's going. And
remember that time when you fucked me behind the barn? Wasn't that funny?
He only has one ball, though. I mean, not that that should, that should really...
Great.
It shouldn't really...
Great, excellent. Yeah.
It shouldn't really color your... what is it? Your opinion of him or whatever.
Right.
I'm looking for some saying here, and I can't figure it out.
But, you should not judge him on this. Yes.
He's a one-ball wonder. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, but the chat room wants to know, but does he have hair?
He does have hair.
Okay, great.
He does have hair.
Yes, that's great.
And, yeah.
Oh, I see. He was going for the bald guy.
Ha ha ha. It was Icy Greg.
Icy Greg humor there. That's Greg, Icy Greg humor
walk
for you.
Walk the earth a couple of times and come back when you've learned your lesson.
Oh, we love Icy Greg. All right. You know what? Speaking of that, Adam, it is 9:16 p.m. on a Sunday evening, that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us this evening?
We have Auntie Vera Charles, Good Humor Penguin, Icy Greg, Lamont Cranston, Mags, Nico, Lewis. Is that Lewis from that show on Dadgummit?
The show
about lawyers on Suits.
Right, yeah.
I love that show.
No, it probably is Lewis from Suits.
And then we have someone that moved up, RT Cruiser.
Right, RT Cruiser. Right. Oh, here's the thing. It's Lewis from Suits, or it could be Lewis from Connecticut. We don't know. It could be either one.
It could be, but
We'll just go with the suits.
We'll go with the suits to pretend that he's from suits.
Right. We'll go with that. So I just want to say, you know, it's a very special night tonight. I don't know if you know this or not. Are you familiar with what tonight is?
Tonight is Sunday.
It is Sunday. What? September 20th.
It is September 20th.
It is something Eve.
It is 9:17 Eastern.
It is something Eve. I'll give you that.
Well, it's the eve of my mother's birthday.
Close. Oh, so close. Oh, so very, very close.
Well.
Yes.
You told me before. Do I need to act like I don't know?
You can say it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It is the eve.
I think it's Nico's Eve.
That's right. It is Nico Eve. It is the eve of a fan of the show, friend of the show, Nico Martinez, is the eve of his birthday. And let me tell you, most people have like an Amazon wish list or something for their birthday. Nico has like a somewhat of a wish list, but it's nothing that we could actually help him fulfill. He's been posting pictures.
He has, like a list of boys.
He's been posting pictures of hot boys all week long in the chat room. I want this for my birthday. And it's just like, whatever. And it's like, I don't know how to get these boys to him.
Well, I see. I didn't know if he was serious, like that was really going to happen. Because I know he lives in L.A. and you can make pretty much anything happen in L.A. if you've got enough money.
You could.
And I figure that, you know, Nico married money or whatever. I don't know his partner. But, you know, I mean, just looking at Nico, you think he probably married money. And so I thought,
maybe
they had a, you know, I don't even means. What does someone look like that married money? How is that?
I don't know.
A diss on someone.
It's not, whatever.
Off the top of my head, just off the tip of my tongue right now. Because actually I was talking about my ex who did marry money.
Yes.
Remember, that's probably why I was thinking.
You are all over the road this evening, aren't you?
You're
just bouncing back and forth there between, I don't want to sound racist, but I don't like black people.
Shh, that was not on the show. I was not talking about black people, I was talking about Indians. Get it right.
Oh, dear God. All right. Adam, I don't know if you saw on TV.
I'm closing Facebook.
I'm just switching subjects.
Go ahead.
Moving on. By the way, happy early birthday, Nico. Happy hacky yoga. I can't talk this evening. Happy Nico Eve, as it were. I know we had, you and I.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but does someone come down his chimney the night before?
It does. Joe Batance comes down his chimney and gives him a lump of coal for his birthday. That's what happens in L.A.
I think there's a sex move, come down my chimney. I don't know. So anyway, whatever you were saying, something about TV or something.
I don't know. Kathy Bacon's in the chat room. Hi, Kathy Bacon.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, by the way, since the show has started, we've been joined by Kathy Bacon and not Joe Batance. So there you go.
That's true. We have.
All right. Let's see. What was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, you know what? You and I, when we were in Vegas, we went and saw Matt Franco. I believe we talked about this last week.
Yes, we did.
And we sat right in the very front of the. And, you know, as it
you
turns
were
out.
Smitten.
Well,
I mean,
I was smitten with Matt Franco when he won America's Got Talent last year. But it's like, no, the thing is he had a special on TV this past week called Matt Franco's Got Magic. It was on NBC past Thursday. Did you watch it?
I've only watched the first 10 minutes of it.
Just stop right there.
Is it bad?
Yeah, God, it's horrible. It's just so horrible. It is so horrible. Here's the thing. Matt Franco is an amazing sleight of hand magician. He's an amazing sleight of hand magician. I mean, he will like almost teller level sleight of hand. You know what I'm saying?
Are you about to fold that ticket and then turn it into a $100 bill right there on
right
camera?
Right in front of me? Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do?
I am. I'm going to do that. But this special was so clearly... Oh, and maybe Vera could speak to this because, you know, Vera is in the biz, but it was so clearly done like by some producer somewhere. There's like, what you got to do is you got to be like Chris Angel and you got to, you know, do some street magic and, you know, like have the dollar bill show up in her packet of ramen in her grocery bag right there, which, of course, you know, in his show, he uses packages of ramen and as one of his tricks and whatnot. And it's kind of one of those is like, oh, yeah, I was just at the grocery store shopping and I happened to have bought this bag of ramen.
Yeah, I saw that one. That had to have been set up.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. It's a plant and it's just like going like, this is like that whole Chris Angel, like there's plants and whatever. It's just like kind of, it was just so disappointing because he's so much better than that. And it was like the show was so clearly like driven by the, you know, some kind of whatever, somebody's idea of what magic is supposed to be.
I will just say that that's the thing about TV magic anyway, is that so many of the tricks that you see on TV have to be camera tricks or, you know, setup things or, you know, something like that, as opposed to when you see it in, I mean, obviously tricks are tricks. So there's a trick to everything.
Silly rabbit, but when you see, tricks are for kids.
Right. But when you see them in person, some of that stuff is removed. I mean, you can't have fake, you know, camera work, you know, or stuff like that. So you can have plants in an audience.
Right. Now, I feel bad. I feel bad because Lewis in the chat room, actually, I know who Lewis is. He is here from Connecticut. He's never heard of our show before. He's like a complete show virgin here. So he's completely lost with all this. Like, he wants to know who Nico is. So let me give you a brief primer to DI Plus.
Oh, Lord.
Nico Martinez is a friend of the show, Nico Martinez, who lives out in California. Joe Batance, who you heard at the beginning of the show, is a friend of the show, Joe Batance. Auntie Vera Charles is, of course, a world-famous podcaster from Vera Speaks For Real. And Icy Greg is another world-famous podcaster from the Inappropriate Conversations podcast. RT Cruiser is an annoying pain in the ass from Australia. Let's see, Mags is another podcaster from, I'm going to get it wrong, Chaotic Ravings. There, I got it right. And Lamont Cranston is a friend of the show, Lamont Cranston, who lives here in the Northeast. Let's see, Kathy Bacon is, she's insane. And there's RC is in Denver with his husband Jay, and there you go. Now you're all caught up, and we really have no agenda on this show. We just like to talk about people. So just if we say a name that you don't know, then just be like, okay, yeah, this is just somebody. It's just somebody that they know.
Do you know this web video star, Daniel Alfie Diaz?
Why does it matter if I know him or not?
I'm just asking.
Alfie
Diaz. He looks like he's a twink, and it was his birthday. That's all.
Okay.
No,
I do not.
Okay.
As we established last week, I don't watch all of these kids on
every
YouTube.
Every one of them.
I do not watch every one of them. There, I have some that I watch and some that I don't. So there you go. Now he's all saying, right, Lewis, I hope you wrote that down because there will be a test later. there will be a quiz at the end of the show. Anyway, so I know what I was going to say is the Matt Franco show was not that great. And here's the weird thing about it is that this past week, Neil Patrick Harris had his new show on TV, which is called Best Time Ever. I don't know if you are familiar with this. It's Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris. It's loosely based on a British show called Somebody and Somebody's Takeaway, which is just kind of like a show. It has some games in it. It has some, some stunts in it. It has some pranks in it. It's, you know, it's just kind of like a variety show. And it's Neil Patrick Harris, and he is affable enough. I just don't think I think as my friend Bill put it, he's much better at being like a snarky smartass guy than being a really kind of, you know, genuine kind of caring kind of a guy. But, you know, it's Neil Patrick, whatever. I was expecting it to be a complete train wreck. So I was expecting the exact opposite of what happened this week. I was expecting the Matt Franco thing to be really good and the Neil Patrick Harris thing to be a complete train wreck. And when I watched them, it's like the Matt Franco thing was a horrible train wreck. And then the Neil Patrick one, which I just caught online, it wasn't that bad. It had some bad moments in it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but it wasn't that bad. Overall, it wasn't that bad. I would not change the channel if it were on again. You know what I'm saying? The next one. So.
Well, that's a high praise from Daniel Brewer. I would not change the channel if I was sitting in the dentist chair with a drill in my mouth and they had that on the TV in front of me and I couldn't move my arms or get to the remote. I wouldn't change the channel.
Yeah, we don't talk a lot about my dating life or whatever, but I am on the Scruff. And there's somebody on Scruff in this area that's name is not a bad guy. And I was just like, really? That's like the best you can say about yourself? Well, I'm not a bad guy. Great.
My name is not ugly.
There you go. Well, I'm not hideous.
That's my name on there.
I'm not hideous.
Not a hideous guy.
Not completely hideous.
19.
There you go. So I've killed a couple of things there on the thing, on the old thing. You want to talk about, I know that next week you will not be here. In fact, friend of
next
the show,
week we're going to have record numbers.
Friend of the show, Auntie Vera Charles will be filling in for you next week on the show. In fact, if you guys want to during the week, if you want to send me some links to some news stories, just headlines from news stories, we're going to see if we can get Auntie Vera to do a news headline read off with me. So just if you want to send my contact at dubiesandtit.com, just some news headlines and we will put them in a bag and shuffle them all up and we'll play a little game. It'll be fun. So next week on this very program, 9 p.m. Eastern here on pride48.com and on the Dubious Intent channel, as it were. If you download the show, you'll be hearing Auntie Vera Charles next week. But you're not going to be here.
On the Dubious Intent channel? No, I'm not going to be here.
The Dubious Intent channel. You're not going to be here because you're going to be... Look how I rolled that out for you.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be...
I'm going to be celebrating Mark's birthday.
Yay! It's Mitten's. It's Mitten's birthday, and this is a milestone birthday too.
Yeah, he's going to be 65.
No, all right. So for those of you who don't know, Mitten's is Adam's boyfriend, and he will be 30.
He's going to be 30. Yeah. 30. He will finally be in his 30s. I won't be dating anyone in their 20s anymore. Mm. Oh no.
Oh, good, good point. On, good point. Know, the upgrade. The chat room wants to know, are you going to have this birthday party at Whataburger?
No. You know, I don't think Whataburger does birthday parties, but no, Whataburger is my favorite. It's not his.
Oh,
so I don't
true.
Know what, I still don't know exactly what we're doing on his birthday, but what I wanted to talk about, which yes. I probably shouldn't, but I had nothing to talk about this week and this was dramatic. So I thought, oh, what the heck? I'm going to say it on the show. So I have discussed before that from what I know of Filipinos, again, this is going to be a broad sweeping statement, but they have very elaborate parties. Very elaborate, like...
Oh, darn it. The phone's ringing. Let's find out who this is. Hello.
Eric Turnipad here, calling with a celebrity death notice. Author Jackie Collins has died at age 77.
Jackie. There you go. A nice sigh. A nice dismount of the phone caller. Jackie Collins died at 77.
Yeah, I didn't know that until he called, and very sad. We won't have any more trashy romance novels.
Right, no one else could do it. All right, congratulations, Turniphead. Jackie Collins is indeed dead. You are entered into the raffle, and we have increased the size of that pot by $2. So there you go. No, I'm sorry, Adam. I didn't mean to interrupt. You know, I cannot control when the celebrity death phone rings. That is completely outside of my control.
I know, right? It's so odd that it just happens like every time.
It is an automated system that I cannot in any way, shape, or form control. So please go ahead, Adam. You were talking about how mittens. You were not making a blanket racial statement. You were just talking about mittens.
Right. No, I was talking about Filipinos. All the Filipinos I know, their parties, any party, they have to have a theme that you have to dress up. Even if it's something silly, like the theme is the color blue and everyone has to wear blue. Mm-hmm. You know, the food is very specific, you know, that you got to have. They usually have games. You know, they're all this, you know, stuff that you have to do. Like, whereas I find, and these are even like adult, you know, parties, like not, you know, not children's parties, but like adult parties. They're, you know, they usually put up those backdrops where people take photos in front of them.
Those are called step and repeats. Yes.
Yeah. Step and repeats. They do all this stuff. Right. And a couple of years ago when I planned Mark's birthday party.
Do they have like corporate sponsors?
Maybe. I don't know. But
the blue party is brought to you by Sky Vodka.
When I planned his party, I felt like I really did a horrible job. Well, no, I did a good job if this were an American party. Like, I cooked all this homemade, everything was from scratch. I made little pizzas. I made the dough from scratch. Mm-hmm. Like, everything that I made these roast beef puff pastry bites. I made the roast beef before, like, the day before, you know, hours, did all this kind of, I mean, I went overboard, like, cooking all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Were the cookies moist, Mr. Mike Wessner?
All this stuff. I don't think I made cookies, but I made a bunch of desserts. I made like three different desserts, including creme brulee, all this stuff. They didn't really enjoy the food. That, you know, they didn't really, I mean, nothing. It felt like nothing went right. And this is not because
I slaved all day long and your friends didn't care for any of it.
He says they all really enjoyed it, but I'm telling you, I was there. Anyway, so, and if it had been, and I'm not saying I'm the world's best cook, but I've had lots of Americans enjoy my food.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe you're used to people going out of their way to thank the host, whereas Filipinos, maybe they don't. Maybe in their culture, you were expected to put on a good party, and if they don't say anything, then that's good.
So anyway, so then this year comes up, and I knew it was his 30th, and I knew it was a big deal, and I really was going to plan it, but I was kind of feeling, I wasn't sure because I thought it didn't go so well last time I planned this thing. Mm-hmm. So I was holding off on it a little bit and I told him, you need to pick a date. And he finally picked a date. And then he comes in the next day and he's already starting to plan all this stuff.
Yes.
So I'm like, great. He's great. You know, it'll be exactly what he wants. He's Filipino. Everyone will be happy. It'll be great.
It'll be great.
You know, so then yesterday he wants me to call. We're getting a daiquiri machine because I like frozen drinks and I'm just like, you know, what the hell, I'm going to rent
traditional Filipino daiquiri machine.
No. Anyway, I said, I think a daiquiri machine would be good. We'll have alcohol. We're going to have alcohol on the side so the kids can have frozen drinks without alcohol and then people can mix in.
I don't understand. It's a traditional Filipino chips and salsa.
So, because I just said, hey, I really like daiquiri machines. If you want like a drink.
But it's not your birthday. Machine.
No,
Does Mittens like daiquiris?
Yes, he does like daiquiris, yes. Right. And I said, we don't have to do it. I said, this is just something I've done in the past at parties. And anyway, it's not about a daiquiri machine. So he wanted me to call them. And I was just joking. I'm like, no, I don't have time right now, because I was about to go to cabaret or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, fine. I'm just planning my whole birthday party, and you can't even call the out of nowhere, like boom, you know, this bomb goes off in the middle of the room. And, you know, and so we've worked it out since then. But I called you.
You did.
You were unavailable.
I did. Then how did we have this conversation? Clearly, I was not unavailable.
Well, no, when I called you, you were sitting on the pot or something, because you didn't answer when I called
exactly.
you. And then
that's the only thing. That's the only possible reason why he's not answering the phone. He must be taking a dump. That's the only reason he wouldn't answer his phone.
I called Joe Batanz. He mm-hmm. was unavailable. He was working. Mm-hmm. And I finally ended up having to call Joey Buhecker. Because I only have a few people on speed dial.
God, relationship advice from Joey Buhecker. Look, what you need to do is kick him out of the house, and then he'll appreciate it.
Actually, Daniel, I know you're going to be displeased with this, but he gave me the exact same advice that you did. Almost word for word. So anyway, it's all been, and actually Joe gave me advice, but anyway, Joey and you gave me the same advice.
Right, Joe Batanz's advice was probably,
you know. I explained to him that, you know, I was a little reticent because the mm-hmm. last one had gone poorly mm-hmm. and I really had intended on planning it, but he started without me.
Vera Charles says you didn't call him for relationship advice.
So now we're doing it together. We've both.
You're
you know,
not even
going to
acknowledge that, are you? You're not even going to acknowledge that, are you?
I don't have Auntie Vera's phone number.
Oh, everyone
How am I
going to
call?
Everyone has Auntie
How am I going to call Auntie Vera?
She's like no, that. She's like a state farm agent. You just like you say her name three times and she shows up.
I don't have Auntie Vera's real phone number.
Auntie Vera.
I mean, I'm not going to call and leave a voicemail, you know, because it'll be a week later when it's read on the show. I needed advice right then, you know. So anyway, but it's all been settled, and I am going to do something because his party is on. It's a week after his birthday.
Yes.
So I am going to do something on his birthday, but I haven't decided all that yet.
That's why you won't be here. That's why you won't be here doing the show on the 27th, because that is his birthday.
But we will be doing something that day. I just haven't quite figured that out yet. But all that's going to be a surprise.
Great.
So that's it. I mean, that was the drama.
It's not even that much of a drama. He just made one snide.
It was dramatic.
At the end of a work day, he makes an offhanded comment because he doesn't want to make a phone call and you won't make it for him. And it's his fucking birthday. You should have made the phone call for him. You were in the wrong.
Okay. Well. He's not usually that dramatic. It was just, anyway, doesn't matter. So there was that. What else is on my thing? So earlier this week, you was playing both. We only have two. You could have waited.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Deafphone. Aria Speedwagon, guitarist Gareth, dead at 65. I guess he just couldn't fight that feeling anymore.
Okay. He couldn't fight that feeling. See what he did there? REO Speedwagon guitarist, Gary something, because the crappy phone lines between here.
I had to look it up. So do we give that to him or do we?
See,
know,
the chat room is going, who? Who? They're going, who? Who?
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't give it to him.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll leave it up to you.
No. He can't control the horrible, horrible connections between Australia and here. It's just like Australia has horrible, horrible cell service. Everyone knows this. That's just they're the laughing stock of the universe for their cell service.
So earlier this week.
Oh, my God. I see Greg. RT heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
Earlier this week,
the REO Speedwagon jokes that could just keep rolling.
So I don't really talk about this too much, but I am I'm an automation engineer.
Really?
Yeah.
You're an automation engineer. Well, let's all take a moment and think about what that means.
Corporate titles, you know. Well, actually, I'm an
automation engineer.
I am. I seriously, that's what I do.
Yeah, hold on. I'm not done. Engineer, but I automate things. I make things go, but I don't know. All right, I'm ready now. I got my mindset set for you to be an automation engineer.
Yeah. So anyway, I create test automation. There you go. And I lead people who create test automation. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. Anyway, so they have this.
Nobody knows really what that is. I am a programmer and I barely know what that is. It's like test automation is in a nutshell. You take programs that people write, right? And you test them to make sure that there's not
that process.
Right. You test them to make sure that there's no bugs in them. And by the way that you do that is you create automated tests that go through and hammer on these things and put in every permutation of letters and numbers into each field to make sure that they don't blow up and
Something like that.
See, that's there you go. It's very easy.
So anyway, but there are lots of things in your daily life that you can automate, including like, you know, IFTTT we've talked about before that lets you automate, you know, Twitter and Facebook and home automation. And
I think there's
macros that you can create on in office products like Excel, you know, to automate things you do there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this chapter of a QA organization here in town, and they asked me to give a presentation, but not on test automation, like any other type of automation, not test automation.
So, and, you know, just other automation,
but, you know, they wanted it to be useful for people's jobs. But, you know, it'd be fun. I took Alexa with me and I showed them like some
Did it get stolen? Did it get stolen?
No, it didn't get stolen.
Great, good.
I still got it. And, you know, I did a little recipe on IFTTT to turn the light off and on during my presentation, which really annoyed one guy in the front row who didn't like a lamp going off and on, you know, right next to the projection screen. I don't know.
Ooh,
whatever. So
exciting.
So, and I just went over the different things you can automate and like not really a how to, but just giving people ideas.
I can automate my phone to ring at a specific time by setting the alarm.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, I went over batch scripting and some things of that nature, too. But anyway, so...
Exciting. This is just riveting.
Well, I'm getting to it.
Go ahead. It's fine.
So a lot of managers from... It's not just a Walmart group. This is like a national organization. And so several different companies in town come to these meetings.
National Organization of Test Automation.
And it's in QA Association. Anyway, so so the next day, so this senior manager, and it was just a crappy present. I mean, it was fine. I threw together a few slides and talked for an hour.
Did you see that guy that made the light turn on and off? That was great.
These managers were so impressed, right?
Honey, you will not believe it. There was a lamp next to a projector that in the middle of his speech, it went on and went off automatically.
And the next day, I was in a meeting and this senior manager comes up to me and he says, man, he's like, that was the best meeting they've ever had of this group. That was so interesting. I was so interested. And then he goes,
this
is where it comes.
Yes.
Then he goes, honestly, Adam, I didn't know you were that deep. I didn't know you had that much knowledge. It was great. You did such a good job. It was great. And I'm like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. And then like 2 days later, he goes and I was like, I didn't mean that. Like, he's like, I meant it as a compliment. I didn't mean, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was it. It was much better in my head than
Nothing against. I'm sure it was a great presentation. I'm sure that, you know, that you did your thing correctly. And, you know, you had the IFTTT and the Amazon Echo is always a nice little thing.
I had
to
more
demo.
Than that. But
I know, but I'm just saying it's always, you know, great. But it's like that was like the best presentation. That's got to make you wonder, what the fuck do they do at these other meetings?
I don't know. Well, you know, I'm pretty good at keeping people's attention.
You should do should do a podcast.
Right. I know. I mean, no one on this podcast would know that because apparently all my stories are boring, but I can stand in front of a group for an hour, no problem, and keep people's attention.
I'm just saying, we should have podcast cards because if they thought your thing was great, you should hand out cards for the show.
Exactly.
Right. It'll be great.
No.
It'll be great.
Anyway, so that was it. So I did that. And then how many of your cards did you do?
I just did the one. Yeah. Okay. No. So thanks for talking to me. Thanks for piercing that veil.
We don't do things by
whatever.
We don't.
No. So I went to Providence last night, which is so weird. We have Connecticut is beautiful. Connecticut is a very lovely state. It is. It's very lovely. I'm surrounded by woods. The chirping chirps of the crickets.
I want to hear the
cicadas or
that song. Do 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 do. You know that song? That's what you need to play. That's what that made me think of. There are birds chirping.
I don't know what that's called. Anyway, the
chat room. What's that song called?
Jesus Christ! Does it really matter? No, I'm saying so. Connecticut is a beautiful state. It's a very lovely state. Now there are some areas of Connecticut that are god awful, but you know, it's a very. Oh, I'm being told that it is Mendelssohn.
Yeah, I just felt like you needed some background music for that one.
Songs like, let's see if she's right. That doesn't sound like it.
No, that's.
Nah, that doesn't sound like it. Anyway, now I've gone down this whole. Anyway, the point is,
it's a very beautiful state.
There are portions of Connecticut that are very pretty, but there's nothing here. There is absolutely nothing here.
You're there.
Well, but what I'm saying is like anything cool is either going to go to New York or Boston, because we're like equicenter between New York and Boston, right? So it's like anything cool is going to go to New York City. Anything cool is going to go to Boston. So we have nothing cool, because why would they spend the money to do something cool here when they could just go, you know, a half hour or an hour down the road and do it in New York or Boston? So we have this, there's not a lot of stuff to do here. So I find myself often, more often than not, going somewhere else to do things. So I drove into Providence last night, Providence, Rhode Island, which is about 90 minutes away, to go to the Providence Eagle last night for their Tidy Whitey party. And that was it. That was exciting. It was fun.
And did you wear Tidy Whiteys?
I did not. No, I don't normally do that.
See,
you know?
This is the thing with you. I don't understand you, Daniel Brewer, because you...
There.
You go Vera out and it. Prance yeah. in the woods. Mm-hmm. You go, you know, you go to these underwear parties out in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's wearing their tidy whities, and you're just like this guy with his arms folded over in the wall, you know, in the corner, fully dressed, you know, probably ogling everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Ogling? I don't know. Ogling. Whatever that word is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last underwear deal that you went to, leather thing you went to, you just like stood over against the wall.
No, that was in New York City, and it was too crowded. It was too crowded to.
There's no room for me to take my pants off.
Whatever. I was at the underwear party in Vegas for Pride 48. I was there at the underwear party for Pride 48. I was in my underwear.
Well, I didn't see.
In fairness, not a lot of people were in their tidy whities last night at the Providence Eagle.
What were they in? Nothing.
No, a lot of them were in just, you know, jocks and regular, you know, regular underwear, like, you know, like their whatever the gear, whatever you want to call that.
But you were wearing jeans and a T-shirt. I can see it right now.
I was wearing jeans and a T-shirt.
There you go.
I had a jock on under the jeans.
Oh, well, but, you should have taken a picture and like shown everyone. This is what I'm wearing underneath.
There were some people there that saw it. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, so.
Some people there that saw it.
Whatever. Let's do this.
Oh. Oh. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it,
point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it. DI Plus Technology Sudden brought to you by Vera Speaks for Real.
Now, there's now porn postage going on in the chat room. And is it bad that the first thing I think when I look at someone that looks like that is, damn it, I wish I look like that. Instead of thinking, oh, that's a hot guy. The first thought that comes to my mind is, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
is that strange?
I don't know.
Do other people have that thought? Do you look at a hot guy and go, damn it, I wish I looked like that?
It depends. Depends on the guy. I don't wish that I look like that. The picture that Mr. Mike posted, people listening on the podcast, which is most people, won't know what we're talking about. So Mr. Mike posted a picture of a gentleman. We're going to assume he's Canadian because Mr. Mike is up there in the Canada, in the northern Mexico, as we like to call it. Although it looks like there's something weird with the head of his penis. I can't tell because it's not close enough. Or maybe there's like an extra white spot there next to this head of his penis. What is that? Or is it just a glare?
Which picture are you looking at? Because I was looking at the first one
of the gentleman standing next to his SUV in the suburbs of Canada, we'll say.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't care about that. I think that's just maybe you're seeing what's behind him. Or maybe that's his ball.
Could be.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to analyze this picture way too much. Anyway, it's the wheel rim of his car, says not Joe Batance. Exactly. I've already forgotten what the fuck I was trying to do. Oh, we're in the technology segment.
Jesus
Christ. Could this show be any worse? All right, let's. We have a tech question that came in from Gooch.
It will be next week.
Gooch Charles from Vera Speaks for Real. Gooch, Vera's husband of, 72 years now that they've been together? Let's listen to this call from Gooch from the tech segment here on DI+.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, it's Gooch. the beloved husband of Auntie Vera Charles,
mm-hmm.
calling with a tech question.
Excellent.
I'm thinking of buying my parents a Chromebook.
Yes.
I know that the hardware is made by different people, but that the software is the same. Do you have any advice on which is the best Chromebook to buy for my parents? Thanks again, guys.
Goodbye. Right. Great. Thank you, Gooch. Thank you so much. Gooch wants to know, Vera is telling me in the chat room that Gooch's parents are dead. I don't know which Chromebook you would buy for dead parents, to be honest with you. But I'm not really sure how to answer that. So here's my suggestion on the Chromebook. Because, all right, you're correct in the sense that the Chromebook, they're all made by different manufacturers. So Samsung makes some, Acer makes some, HP makes some. I think Asus makes some. The particular one, well, the one that I have is a Samsung, which I like. But what you really, because the software is the same on all of them, it's the Chromium OS that's running on all of them, and the software is exactly the same. They all perform identically as far as the software goes. What you really want to, the distinguishing factor between which Chromebook you pick is the size of the screen and how the keyboard feels, right? So your best bet is to go to Best Buy or any place that has Chromebooks like that. I don't know, you're out in California, so I don't know what you have out there, Fry's or what. Go to any place where they have Chromebooks on display. And look at the screen. You want to make sure that you have a nice resolution on the screen, and you want to make sure that the keyboard feels good. Other than that, most Chromebooks come in two different varieties. They come in a 2 gigabytes of RAM or a 4 gigabytes of RAM configuration. The 4 gigabytes, understandably, are more expensive. Go for the 4 gigabytes one because they tend to be snappier. They tend to work a little bit better. They don't lag as much. Also, if you have a choice of processor, like if you're looking at two identical Chromebooks, like they both have like 13-inch screens and they both have really nice keyboards and you like the way both of them look, and the only difference between them is one of them is, let's say, an NVIDIA processor and the other one is an Intel, go for the Intel processor, the Celeron processor, because they tend to be more solid. The ARM processors tend to be kind of jerky at times. So that would be my suggestion there. A Chromebook is going to set you back anywhere from $199 for a HP Chromebook all the way up to like $499 for like a high-end, like let's say the Samsung Chromebook 2.
Didn't Google make a Chromebook that was like $1,500 or something?
It is, yes. They have one called the Pixel. So there is one called the Chromebook Pixel, which is a high-end Chromebook. For your parents, it's not going to be worth it. Because if your parents are anything like, I gave my 85-year-old mother a Chromebook because that's what she does. She checks her email and maybe she plays Mahjong online or whatever. It's like she just kind of pokes around on the internet. It's super easy because there's no such thing as a virus for it. It's super easy to support because you basically just, you can reboot the thing and it'll be set back to factory defaults. It's all tied into your Google account, so everything is stored up in the cloud, which makes it really, really nice. Like I can, when I'm down in Florida, if I didn't take my Chromebook with me, I could just sign into her Chromebook and I would have all my stuff there because it's all tied to my cloud account. So it's just, they're super nice. I had one in Vegas. I was using that in Vegas to do stuff with. There's very few things that you can't do on a Chromebook, as far as, you can't do gaming and stuff like that, but Chromebooks are actually kind of nice. I enjoy them. They're super fast because they're very lightweight. So there you go. That would be my suggestion for you, Gooch, is to go and look for one. Just, you really can't go wrong. You just want to make sure that whatever you pick has a nice looking screen and a nice looking keyboard. And that's what I would suggest. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, because I've not done any research into Chromebooks and you have one. So I think that is a perfect answer to his question.
Excellent. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it. News.
A wine bar has been fined 100,000 pounds after drank a cocktail containing liquid nitrogen and had to have her stomach removed. Gabby Scanlon.
You cut out midway there. A wine bar was fined $100,000. What?
100,000 pounds.
Oh, yes.
A wine bar has been fined 100,000 pounds after a woman drank a cocktail containing liquid nitrogen and had to have her stomach removed. Gabby Scanlon of Heysham, Lancashire, was served the Nitro Jägermeister while celebrating her 18th birthday in 2012.
Had liquid nitrogen. Didn't her stomach just shatter at that point?
Well, I'm not. So Oscar's Wine Bar previously admitted health and safety failings at Preston Crown Court. The court's head, the court.
How do you accidentally get liquid nitrogen into a drink?
Well, I think it was on purpose because the name of the drink is the Nitro Jägermeister.
Right. Well, I mean, but all right. So the thing about Jaeger, right? Like if you've ever gone to a bar and you've seen that Jaeger machine that has like the three upside down bottles of Jaeger in it, and it says all over, you know, ice cold Jaegermeister, because Jaegermeister is
a bottle was in liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Jaegermeister is disgusting. It is an anise liqueur, so it's very licorice tasting.
It's like cough medicine.
It does, but what they found is a lot like wine and stuff. When it's super cold, it doesn't have the same taste, right? When it's super cold, you don't the taste doesn't open up for you. So it's like kind of one of those, if we drink it super cold, it doesn't taste as bad. So they've taken that and made that a thing, right? It's like ice cold Jaeger, which basically means Jaeger that doesn't taste as shitty. So,
well, she was taken to Lancaster Royal Infirmary after taking a shot, a £3.95 shot of Nitro Jaegermeister, and a CT scan found a large perforation in her stomach. So she's now 20 years old. She spent 3 weeks in the hospital undergoing surgery to remove her stomach and connect her esophagus directly to her small intestine.
Okay. Now, Nico in the chat room says, so by the way, Nico, happy Nico Eve. That's hard to say. Nico has pointed me to a Wikipedia entry here, which is: a liquid nitrogen cocktail is any mixed drink whose preparation involves the use of liquid nitrogen, popularized as a novelty because of the smoking, bubbling cauldron effect it produces. Liquid nitrogen is controversial as a cocktail ingredient because it boils at whatever degree, and its consumption is thus potentially lethal. So yeah, I guess it was meant to be that way.
So describing the moment she drank the shot, she says, I turned to the man and asked if it was okay to drink. He said yes. Smoke was coming from my nose and mouth. Straight away, I knew something was not right. My stomach expanded.
Right. Yeah, because bartenders, you know, are medically trained. Is this all right to drink?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so anyway, she sued him. And it doesn't say if she won anything. But she basically has agonizing pain if she eats the wrong types of foods and has no stomach.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
So a naked woman
doesn't need to worry about gaining weight. Maybe she can be one of those people that like now only drinks through her butt. You're familiar with that, right?
I don't know. I know there used to be a radio. Well, there is still a radio show, but there was a radio show that I listened to in Dallas where supposedly, and again, this is on the radio, so you have no idea if they actually did it. But supposedly the guy did a red wine enema.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
On the show to see if he would get drunk, like, you know, doing that. Mm-hmm. Apparently it works really well.
Yeah. So no,
I've also heard
your intestines will absorb the alcohol and you will get drunk from it. The problem with it is that your stomach, when you drink it the proper way through your stomach and everything, you will actually puke before you have enough alcohol in your system to, you know, to poison you. However, doing it rectally, you don't have that same, there's not that same safeguard in place. Not only that, but most of the really horrible parts of the alcohol get like destroyed by the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. Whereas doing it rectally, you don't have that safeguard. So it's actually quite dangerous because you can't judge how much you've drunk and whatnot.
You know, there's another thing. Girls soak tampons in alcohol.
Yes, same thing.
And then shove them in there and go to school
same
or whatever.
Same thing. Not only but there's also like this new thing because they don't want to have the carbs, so they'll vape alcohol. So they basically inhale alcohol because it has no calories.
Are you sure it has no calories just because you're inhaling it?
I don't know, but that's the reasoning for them doing it.
I doubt that. But anyway, a naked woman was
If only there was some inter-networked system of computers where we could ask these questions and they would be thing. If you ever wanted to skip the taste of vodka and waiting period to feel a buzz from sipping your drink, you might want to give vaping alcohol a shot. Uh-oh.
Well, now we know where Joe Batanz is going tonight.
Jimmy Carter is talking. Go ahead.
He's going to buy some booze to put in his vape kit or whatever it's
now
called.
Now it's possible to breathe in booze to get drunk. But the high you experience from the vape shot is going to be pretty different from the warm belly feeling you get after taking an old-fashioned shot at the bar.
He'll be like, smell, it smells like Cheerios.
It smells like Fruit Loops.
He's the only one. Oh, yeah, Fruit Loops. Sorry. He's the only one that's going to get that.
It smells like Fruit Loops, but it's actually heroin.
So for those of you who don't know, Joe Batanz was walking around vaping in Vegas.
Nobody is listening. Mr. Mike is posting porn shots in the chat room. So no one is listening to us. They're all just looking at the porn.
He's like, it's no big deal, guys. It just smells like Fruit Loops. Like, don't worry about it. It actually did smell like Fruit Loops. But anyway, a naked woman was rescued far out in the water from the Newport Beach coast, and officials are still flummoxed over how she got there.
I'm completely flummoxed as to how she got there.
Around 10 a.m. last Sunday, two kayakers heard a 28-year-old woman calling for help in the water 3 miles out from the Newport Harbor jetty, reports the LA Times. They found the woman, whose identity has not been released, alone without a boat, without flotation devices or even a bathing suit. Just to clarify, she was completely naked.
Got that.
Sergeant DJ Halderman of Orange County Sheriff's Department Patrol told the Times. The woman managed to stay afloat in the deep water since the to the Harbor Patrol. She said she had been swimming near 19th Street on Saturday around 5:30, about 3 miles up the coast from where she was found, when a rip current swept her out to sea. Sometime during her roughly 16-hour ordeal, she ditched her swimsuit so it wouldn't restrict her in her abilities to swim.
Nice.
So, Marcus
wants to know if her boobs count as a flotation device.
Probably so. Why would your swimsuit restrict your ability to swim?
Well, it depends. Like, maybe, let's just say for the sake of argument that she was a Mormon and had to wear one of those one-piece bathing suits with a frilly little skirt on it, you know, that covers up all your skin and whatnot. And it was weighing her down in the water, Adam. It was causing her to get drag.
Well,
she did it for aerodynamic reasons. You
know, I don't know why they don't believe her story, but they're basically saying they don't know how she got out there, even though she told them how she got out there, because they can't one who saw the woman get in the water on Saturday night, including the lifeguards, so they're doubting her. So I guess an alien deposited her there, and she just doesn't want to tell anyone.
Exactly. Again, anyway. Fascinating news stories here from the DT.
That's it.
Excellent. I love that. Let's do this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Allah.
Happy birthday to you.
Allah.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
It is the DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam plays musical cues from somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head brain and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is, totally by not cheating and looking at the chat room, unless I get stuck, in which case I will absolutely cheat. So, Adam, what is our first musical cue this week for our birthdays?
I'm pulling it up right now, Daniel.
Well, great. I love it when you pull it up. That's great. I love this.
Because for some reason, there was a problem with it on the laptop, and I'm pulling it back. Oh.
There's always a problem. Damn with it. Always a problem on the laptop. But so can we not go through one birthday segment ever without people rushing the stage for cookies or for there being a technical issue?
Okay. I may have to do something. For some reason, I have Wi-Fi issues, so I'm gonna play the computer back to you that you are talking from. So sorry about that, but that's what I'm gonna do. So
this is exciting.
Oh great!
Echo.
Yeah, I know. Oh, is that gonna be recorded?
Yes.
Oh, then I can't do that.
Can you send me the link? I'll play it. Oh wait, then I'd see it.
Yeah, you'd see it because they're.
Let me write down this time code so we can cut this out.
Sorry, chat room. I don't know why I'm having my Wi-Fi issues. Okay, I apologize to everyone, but I'm going to have to restart my router. So I'm back.
Oh, you are back. Well, then why didn't you say something?
I just now got back.
Great.
But the chat room won't let me log in. And
oh, dear God.
Now it will. Okay, so we're going to try this, but if it doesn't work,
then we'll just skip the birthday segment.
Then I'm going to play it from the computer you're on, but you're not going to talk until the song.
Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Go.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do it this way. Okay. Just lift your finger when you know. Okay. Here we go.
Is the theme to Game of Thrones from HBO?
Yes, it is.
Many people in that cast.
It's not the cast.
Ah, so I'm going to go with the writer, George R. R. Martin.
It is George R. R. Martin.
Excellent.
And George R. R. Martin is 67 years old.
67 years old. Wow, I'm so glad that people waited so long for this.
And he probably isn't going to finish his... book before he dies because he's so old. All right, so here's the next one.
He's not that old. 67.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks...
I have no idea who this is. Is this like Gracie somebody or what's her name?
It's not. It is not Gracie whatever. So the chat room is correct. The person is dead.
Oh, she's dead. We'll see.
And the song is about rehab. And
oh my god!
She
and
overdosed.
Alden is upset that I don't know who this is. I don't know. I know the song. I don't know who sings it. I don't know. Is it Neil Patrick Harris?
No.
Is it Nico Martinez?
It is not. Mm.
Then who is it, Adam?
It is Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. Wow. I never
Amy Winehouse is dead, but she would be 32 years young today if she was not dead.
There you go.
All right. So here is our next one.
Is it a TV show?
It is a TV show, yes.
Is it The Walking Dead?
It is The Walking Dead. That is correct. And it is an ensemble cast.
Another big, huge ensemble cast.
This is one of the cast members, but...
One of the cast members from The Walking Dead.
But Mark said he wanted me to do this one because he's a big Walking Dead fan.
So he wanted
me to do this one.
Norman Reedus.
It is not Norman Reedus. Do you watch Walking Dead?
I don't.
Oh, see, I thought that would be a show that you would watch.
And that's the only character, that's the only actor I know from there. So I'm kind of, is it the other guy?
It's the main guy.
Who's the main guy? I don't know who the main guy is.
His real name is Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln is 42 years old. He plays, I can't remember the name of the guy, but he's a police officer, or he was before
Rick Grimes is what it says here on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, he's the main guy. So he is 42 years old. We have two more of these.
Apparently Marcus is going to fly here to Connecticut and force me to watch The Walking Dead. Okay, great.
Oh, well, we watched The Walking Dead and we're watching the other one in LA.
And you know, Marcus now has his magical beard, so he can force people to do things with his magical
beard.
That's
true.
That's right.
Oh, Fear the Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead is the new one. And it's about how it all started. And it's in L.A.,
well, of course it is.
And the people don't know what zombies are yet. They just think people are sick.
Right.
So, anyway.
That sounds like a very LA thing.
Here is the next one.
We take Gotham from the corrupt! The rich! The oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of...
Now, clearly, this is from one of the exciting Batman movies, because they referenced Gotham there. And the fact that he sounds like he's speaking through some kind of apparatus leads me to believe that it's the guy that played what's his name? What was his name, though? He was a horrible...
Well, if I tell you that, then maybe that'll give you a clue.
I don't know. What was the name of the character that he played?
Bane is the character
Bane,
that he played.
Yeah, he played Bane.
Let me give you another. He was also in Star Trek, I believe it was Insurrection. The one with the skinny guy in black, black leather.
Yeah, Insurrection was a god-awful movie. Let's see. I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to cheat. Is it Tom Hardy?
It is Tom Hardy.
I Googled that.
It is Tom Hardy, a very good actor. At least I think so. And he is 38 years old, and he's been in lots of things. He plays a lot of characters. Anyway, so here's our last birthday.
Our very last birthday. Oh, thank God. This is Joe Jonas.
It is not Joe Jonas.
Oh, it's Nick Jonas. I'm sorry. It's Nick Jonas. Sorry.
It is Nick Jonas.
It's Nick Jonas. Sorry.
And you know, how do I? Because he's cute. That's probably why you know who he is.
That is,
does he have a YouTube channel?
He does not. Nick Jonas does not have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so Nick Jonas is 23 years old.
23 years young. There you go.
And those are all of your birthdays.
Excellent.
And for those of you who are live and this is your first show, mm-hmm. I do apologize because generally we don't have these kind mm-hmm. of technical issues. Mm-hmm.
But we did. So let's head over to pride48.com and see whose birthday it is that we can celebrate. Here, we'd like to say a very happy birthday on the 14th to Veritable Virgo this past week. Also this past week to Ed Chan on the 18th. And how could we go anywhere without saying that tomorrow, the 21st of September, or today, if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, because you'll probably be listening to it today, the 21st, make sure that you say a very happy, happy birthday to a friend of the show, Nico Martinez.
To my mom.
To Nico Martinez. Your mom's not on Twitter and all that stuff.
That's true.
All right. Say happy birthday to Nico.
I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show where we hear from you. Oh, we have no voicemails, do we?
Contact. I didn't want to interrupt you.
We have no voicemails, but we do have an email. Our email comes in this week from Lamont Cranston, who writes, "Hi, guys. I hope you're all recovered from Vegas by now. I have a question that isn't quite tech, but may fit your tech segment," which we're not going to do. "When I tune into Pride 48 on Sunday nights, I click the pop-out listening window thing and get the bathhouse music." I've never heard it referred to as that, but okay. Then that's what you
must have taken along a tape deck with you when you went to the bathhouse.
The music that you hear on Pride 48 normally was, yeah, from when I visit the bathhouse. I just like to stream it live from the bathhouse. Then when you two are ready to start, I hear you. Why then on Monday nights when I do the same thing trying to listen to that Buffalo Chip show, do I only continue to get the bathhouse music? I need to hit F5 to hear the show. This gets annoying because if I miss the intro, I never know who is co-hosting that show. Thanks, Lamont." Okay. That is an excellent question, Lamont Cranston. An excellent question.
I think it means Joey is doing something wrong.
I think what it is this gets weird. But all right, so the way that the streaming server works is that there's songs on the server itself. Like, so there's a folder on that server that has a bunch of MP3s, and we have playlists strung together that play them in certain orders and randomize them and stuff like that. And what happens is that is the default of what's being played on the mount point of the streaming server. And when we start to broadcast, when most people on Pride 48 start to broadcast, they take over the mount point for that music, and that's why it automatically switches. So, and I know this happens like with Poke It With A Stick and things like that. So I know it's not just us. A lot of people are successful in making that transition. And when we drop the stream, it goes back to the music and whatnot. So I'm assuming that Joey has something set wrong on his settings. But now that you've brought that up, see, I think the problem here is that no one ever listens to that show, so we didn't know. So now that I know that you listen to that show and you have found that this is a problem, I will have Joey send me his settings so that we can see if it's fixed or not. So thanks for that.
Yeah.
I can't think of another reason. I mean, it's not like...
Well, I know that there's sometimes when they have their stereo or mono setting correctly.
But that doesn't keep the music playing. What that tends to do is it makes it sound like chipmunks or makes it sound slow, one or the other, if the bit rates or the stereo or the mono settings get set incorrectly. Because basically what you're doing is that internet station is constantly broadcasting. And when we take it over, we have to match the bit rate and the stereo mono to it. And if we miss matching that correctly, then it will sound weird on your side unless you refresh it. So there you go. It's been happening for a while. Christina and Nicole are fine too. Yeah, of course. Well, because I help Christina and Nicole. So. And there you go. Not Joe Patanis wants to know, can't Adam write a program to automate testing this?
I probably should, but I'm not getting paid for that. So
Oh, and we have a question from the chat room. Since we're just talking about this, we'll just go ahead and finish this. Marcus in chat room wants to know, what exactly did Jay do that crashed the stream the other night? So the thing is that we have a 96K stream, and that's what we pay for. So that is our 96. And so what happens is that sometimes the default of these streaming programs is 128K. And so Jay tried to connect to our stream at 128K, which our server, hosting server, sees as being a violation of their terms. And so it shuts down the server. So that's what happened, is he connected at a bandwidth that, or a bit rate that we are not allowed to stream at. So he, because they can stream at that bit rate. We're just not paying for it. So instead of sending us money, you know, a bill in arrears, they just shut down the server. Which is annoying, because then that means that Adam or I have to go and reboot the server. But it's a very quick thing to do. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. Hey, that was fun. That was a really fun context. I mean, wasn't it? 3, 2, 1. Excellent. All right. This has just been all over the show. I mean, this is all over the road here.
It has. I apologize. You know, another thing.
Yes.
Not only am I having Wi-Fi issues, but I put Windows 10 on my laptop, and it was working fine. But starting last week, YouTube crashes now in Chrome and everywhere else, and I have to restart my laptop two or three times.
I'm running Windows 10 on both my laptop and my main machine.
Well, yeah, but we have different hardware, so it could be something wrong with the drivers or something. So
probably so.
Anyway,
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know. What you're trying to say is that your stuff isn't working now that Vegas...
That is what I'm trying to say.
Now that Vegas is in our rear. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You know, usually I disagree with you when you say an episode is a train wreck.
But this is a train wreck.
But I'm not going to... You know, if you're a first-time listener of DI Plus, Daniel may not say this, but I will say normally it is much better quality than the one... that you were listening to this episode,
right?
So,
and you could go back and listen to last week's episode, but Adam, you haven't put it on the website yet.
Listen to the archives, you know. Well, most people don't go to, as you've said before, Daniel. Most people don't go to websites.
Well, most people that subscribe don't, but there's people when you meet people for the first time, you say, "Oh, go to this website and listen to our show." Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
By the time you listen to this episode or stop listening to it, last week's will be on the website.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.